Hey, how are you? I'm Ginty from The Creep Show.
And I'm Ali from The Creep Show.
Today is day 11 of the current tour.
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
Any funny or strange things that happened in the last 10 days?
Funny or strange things?
Funny or strange.
That involve beer or don't involve beer?
I mean, how specific can it be? And it's this. I mean, is this PG rated or?
we can say whatever you want, and we don't have to cut it.
All right, I'm gonna break the ice here then.
All right.
A couple of nights ago, we were in Mandelburg. Is that how you say it?
Magdeburg.
Magdeburg.
Yeah.
And woke up in the morning in the bus, and the night before, I had a very spicy dinner. And I walked out of the bus, and I couldn't find a bathroom, so I started walking around the town without any hope, and I didn't manage to find anything. So it got to the point where I had to kind of like sit down between bushes and use Mother Nature's to clean myself. So that was very interesting. I guess that would break the ice nicely.
That's perfect. Mine's not that exciting. I'm trying to think. God, so bad at thinking of fun stories to tell besides just like, I was so drunk, ..
Those are always great stories we do though.
True. We were in, the second show was in Prague and we were playing a drinking game. I don't know if this is a Canadian game or not, but you flip a coin and the person has to guess if it's one or eagle. Eins or eagle. And so it was my turn to guess. And I got it wrong, I think, 19 times in a row I got it wrong.
And it was I was a person doing the coin, and I have to admit.
But you had a trick. Yeah.
I mean, I have to come clean. I was fucking with you the whole time.
But Sean told me that like the first three or four.
The first three or four were like legit.
But then the next 15 were wrong every time, and I knew that I had to keep guessing eagle, because at one point it's gotta be eagle.
It's gotta be eagle at some point.
At some point, but it never was, and so if you got it wrong, like you had to take a big swig from your beer,
we can try it right now.
Well, it wasn't. Yeah, it was never ever eagle, and so the drummer from the Anti Queens is a tattoo artist, and she said that when we get home she has to do it's never eagle quote unquote tattoo on me, because yeah, and that's why I polished my entire beer off like before. I don't think I got it right once.
That was a great night.
Mm-hmm.
But is what with shots or beer?
With beer.
With beer. Beer.
Oh, but like, if we did it with shots, I don't think Ginty would be alive right now.
I wouldn't be here right now. I'd still be in Prague.
Hours and hours on the road. I guess nowadays everybody is staring at his smartphone. Mm-hmm. Or what are the Creepshow doing while traveling?
We actually get along really well with the other two bands. We have a tour. Everyone is super lovely. We all vibe with each other really nicely. On top of that, obviously the Creepshow is a band from Canada. A couple of the Creepshow members are huge on ice hockey. So we have a PlayStation 4 with a hockey game on it. Mm-hmm. So that actually takes a lot of time. We spend a lot of time.
That's definitely gotten a lot of use on this tour.
Oh yeah. So we've been playing a lot of hockey.
Virtual hockey, unfortunately. Although I haven't played hockey properly since I was a kid, and I'm not even that good at skate. Like I'm not even that good an ice skater.
Did you know that I used to play hockey in Venezuela?
What? Really?
Yeah, I did. I actually broke my thumb playing hockey. Look at
that. Oh my god!
Oh yes, playing ice hockey when I was little.
Oh, I didn't know they had ice in Venezuela. And I don't mean that as an insult. I mean like, 'cause it's a hot country, so you think you wouldn't bother making ice.
Yeah, we had a couple ice rinks. It was
really
pretty fun.
I had no idea. Mm. You're probably better. You're probably better at hockey than I am.
Highly doubt it. Thank you for the compliment.
And tell me about your support bands: the Anti Queens from Toronto.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And Psycho Village from Vienna.
That's right. Yeah. We played with the Anti Queens. I think 7 years ago, it was right when Kenda first joined the band. and we played with them in Hamilton, Ontario, which is where Kendall lives and where I was born. And they were good at the time, but they are great now.
They just step it up to a whole new game. They just put out their new record a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I was lucky enough, I went to their album launch, and they just blew my mind. It was unbelievable that they played at a legendary venue in Toronto called the Bovine Sex Club. Mm-hmm. And they just blew everyone away. And every show, this tour, they've been just blowing every single CD away. And Psycho Village is also fantastic. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're really nice guys too.
Yeah, we played with Psycho Village a few years ago. And I always forget how young they are. Because they're really good, and they're just really, you know, polite and friendly and mature.
Yeah, they are.
Especially for their age. But.
Mm. And with what kind of music did you grow up?
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, sure. Myself, I can tell you from a very, very young age, even baby age, that there's videos of me that my parents showed me. I would have been 2 years old, 3 years old, and I would be in my little crib, and my parents would play me Queen, and I'll be jumping on my little crib. They'll play me Black Sabbath.
We will rock you.
Yeah, and they'll play me Black Sabbath, and I'll be just so excited. Then growing up, probably when I got into learning drums, which is when I was about 10 years old, that's when I started getting into punk rock. And my first approach to punk rock, which is pretty much my favorite type of music, was bands like Melancholy and Bad Religion, Rancid.
So can you remember the first punk rock song you ever heard?
American Jesus by Bad Religion. Oh. Yes.
Nice. Okay. I was just telling Alejandro this, but yeah, I always wanted to be a drummer growing up, and I didn't even listen to Kiss, but I saw them on TV and thought, holy cow, I want to do that. I want to play drums in Kiss. It wasn't until much later that I actually started playing like music in school, and then from there I started joining bands when I was 16, and yeah, went from there. Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry, but you wanted to hear the first time I heard what? Sorry, what was the question? I started talking and just went on and on.
The first punk rock song you remember?
The first punk rock song. Oh wow. A friend of mine was in. I mean, like this is punk rock with like a small P, but I remember my friend was into 80s goth, and so he showed me all of those bands, like The Cure, Love and Rockets, Bauhaus, and then from there he also showed me the Misfits, and I don't remember liking them at the time because I was way more into like The Cure, but then years later. Like the band I'm in is covering a Misfits song, so yeah, that would have been, I would have been 10 years old when I first heard the Misfits.
Oh.
Yeah, just because my godmother's son was into all that music, and so he was a few years older than I was, so I was the only I think I was the only kid in grade 4 that was a huge like Love and Rockets fan.
And what are the ingredients for a perfect live show?
Perfect ingredients?
For a perfect live show. For you as a band, or
yeah.
Maybe for you as a visitor of concerts.
In my opinion, a good relationship with each other, which is something that we really, really have in this band.
But isn't that nice? That's a nice thing to say.
No, I really feel that way.
I guess we've been playing together for so long that it's kind of easy to read each other on stage. Which is a thing that a lot of bands don't do, like if you go and watch jazz bands, jazz bands are like people who are playing jazz are constantly watching each other and like intently listening to each other. That's for sure super important. Yeah,
And I feel like we vibe off each other so well. We give each other encouragement and we manage to like make this huge feel to it. That I don't know, it just gives goosebumps. I mean, at least when I'm playing and I see all of you guys, it just, I don't know, it gives me goosebumps when we're playing the songs.
That's very nice of you to say, thank you.
And when you go to concerts as a visitor, what is what makes a good live show?
You know what? Our friend Matsu was just telling us that he was watching a band, and it was just himself and the rest of the Anti-Queens who were in the audience, and it was just them watching the band, and the singer said something like, "Thanks a lot for coming out to the show, all five of you," as if it's their fault that there's no one there. Being passive aggressive with the audience is probably the worst thing you could do.
When it comes to the show itself, I love when a band has really nice harmonies, for example.
Oh yeah.
That's something that makes a show to me.
The music.
Yeah.
Like the vocals and harmonies between singers. Mm-hmm. That's something that I love watching in shows.
Mm. I think so many people don't forget that, like, regardless of whether or not you're a musician or an actor or whatever you are, you're an entertainer first and foremost. Like, you're supposed to be there for the audience, not vice versa. You're there to entertain people. And
it's
yeah,
a fucking job.
That's the only job you have, is to entertain people and make them feel good and make them glad that you left their house and are drinking a beer or a Vita Malts or whatever that non-alcoholic drink is here,
or some
or water, or some James Beam. Jameson Beam.
I like when the band interacts with the audience. There is interaction. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I love that too.
Do you listen to new punk rock bands? And what is the last band or album that blasts you away?
I recently, about 2 days ago, I heard the new record of a Swedish band called Satanic Surfers. Mm. They haven't put out a record in 12 years.
All the Santana Surfers?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They put out a new record a few weeks ago, and it's mind-blowing.
Oh, awesome.
Mind-blowing. In my opinion, one of the best punk bands over the last 10 years, I have to say, it's a band from Boston called A Will and Scream. A Will and Scream?
A Will and Scream, yeah.
One of the best punk rock bands out of the last 10 years.
Awesome. Mm. Actually, our good friend Bri actually plays for them. He grew up just like the next town over from me in Canada. And so, and I guess his old band, the Full Blast, was on tour with the Wilhelm Scream, and they got to be friends. And so he's in the band now.
Yeah.
And they're great, and a bunch of great guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played a lot of festivals with them. They're a fantastic band. Mm.
But both bands are kind of famous, or they are in the business for a very long time.
Oh yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
Are there new bands, like
new bands?
I was just saying to the drummer from Psycho Village that I don't listen to enough new stuff.
Yeah,
I mean it's kind of a cop out because we're on tour with them, but I mean the Anti-Queens are really good. You should definitely check them out. What other new bands? My friend, sorry.
Kilroy AD.
Yeah.
Kilroy AD. There's it's a band from Toronto called Kilroy AD. Our friend JC is a lead singer and guitar player, and it's a band that in my opinion is gonna take off.
Awesome. Yeah.
They have really good songs.
Awesome.
And a fantastic frontman too.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the last record you bought? Are you buying records?
Well, I don't buy records myself. What I pay for my iTunes Music monthly type of thing, and that's how I get to listen to music. But I haven't bought records in such a long time. I feel that the music industry changed so much over the last 10 years when everyone just stopped buying.
There's something like a revival of vinyl, I think.
There is a revival of vinyl at the moment.
I can't remember the last vinyl I bought, but the last album I bought. I mean, like, I usually just grab whatever band we're playing with, like that night. I'll just grab their CD at the show. That's mostly how I get most of my new music. It's just whoever we happen to play with.
Yeah.
And what will be the first thing you do when you are coming back home?
I drop right on the couch and I don't move for hours. weed is legal in Canada now, And so so my roommate and I indulge a lot in smoking marijuana, smoking weed. Sorry, I know marijuana is not a proper term.
For me, it's laundry.
That's the first thing you do?
First thing I do is laundry, just because as soon as I open my bag in my house, it's like, oh my God, there's a death animal.
I throw my bag in the corner and I don't look at it for days.
And on Wikipedia, there's the entries. Your hometown is Burlington. Is it correct? Or
yeah, that's the town that I'm from, and our first two lead singers are also from Burlington, but. The bass player McNabb, he's from the town next over, which is Oakville, but we've more or less worked out of Toronto for a long, long, long time. So I would consider us more of a Toronto band, even though we kind of started in the suburbs.
Okay, yeah. So that's the beginning, and now you are in Toronto.
Yeah, for the most. Okay. Well, I weirdly live in Montreal now, but I sort of travel back and forth to work. But, to play with these fine gentlemen, what distance is it? That's about 6 hours away.
Okay.
Which in Canada is very close. I know that for most Germans, like that's like the other side of the country.
Yeah. Pretty much.
But yeah, for Canadians, it's not that bad a drive.
And what is the place to be in Toronto?
The place to be in Toronto. Well, we've played the Bovine Sex Club a lot, and McNabb pretty much lives almost on top of it.
Yeah, my favorite place in Toronto. It's a venue called Sneaky D's.
Yeah, Sneaky D's is amazing.
Like a bar restaurant, and they do shows in the top floor. It's pretty much my favorite place to go in Toronto. So if you're ever in Toronto, I recommend you check out Sneaky D's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Toronto's got a lot of great craft breweries too, and so there's a lot of great just niche beer breweries opening up around Toronto, and they usually have like their own little bar in it, so you can just go and sample all the beers, and I would suggest going to any one of those.
Oh, so when I ever make it there,
please do.
I'll check it out.
And please let us know. I mean, like, we'd love to show you around.
Okay, thank you. And if you've got a time machine, in which direction would you go, back or forth?
I'm going back.
Back.
I'm going way back.
Where do we go?
Way back. I want to see. Shoot. What's that?
I
want to
see dog.
Wow. What do I want to see? If I had to pick one thing, I think it'd be super interesting to. Shoot, what do I pick? That's the one thing that I pick. I would love to see. I'm such a huge fan of classical music. I would love to go back in time and see J.S. Bach play on the organ at the. I can't remember the name of the church, but he's buried there now. It's in Leipzig. I would love to see J.S. Bach himself play one of his cantatas or fugues on the organ. That would be incredible.
I would love to go back in time also. I would love to go and witness a Prince concert.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
A Prince concert or a Sublime concert.
I saw Prince play on Saturday Night Live.
Oh, get out.
And it was just him. It was just a three-piece. It was him and a drummer and bass guitar. And it was a lesson in how to play rock and roll. It was incredible.
May he rest in peace.
May he rest in peace.
And so far, you did an album every 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The last one was released 2017.
That's right, yeah.
And is there anything in the queue for 2020?
Yeah.
Which is also your 15th year of the band.
That's right, yeah. We have a whole lot of ideas, but we need to give them a lot of water and a lot of fertilizer. But we have a whole bunch of ideas for the new album that we want to record like pretty much as soon as we get home and have some time, because it's about time to put out a new one. So we have a lot of ideas, but we need to get together and hash those ideas out together.
And but definitely next year we'll.
Yeah, for sure, for sure, for sure, next year.
Creepshow record.
And any plans for the jubilee?
For what, sir?
For the jubilee, for the 15th year. 15 years.
Well, I myself have spoken to Sean, the bass player, about it a bunch of times. I haven't told. I don't think I spoke to any of you guys about it either.
Secret, huh?
But I would love to put a crazy lightning backdrop show in Toronto for the 15th year anniversary Creepshow show. Yeah.
Cool. I know McNabb also he wanted to re-release all of our vinyls just in one package, and then maybe like include the new album in that too. That'd be nice.
So there are some ideas and we
a whole lot of ideas, just nothing for sure. Yeah.
Okay. So that was part one.
Okay.
Was perfect. Yes. Just running. Yes. And now we come to part two.
Part two
is something like a game. I've got cards, and on these cards there are beginnings of sentences.
Okay.
And I would like you to complete, to read the sentence, and to complete it. And
okay.
So we're now PG rated again, right?
Okay. You can say whatever you want.
All right.
We don't earn money with a radio station, so we can do whatever we want. It's very, very good. So you start, and then you take the next one, and you can skip it if you don't like it.
Oh, okay.
And you do as many as you like. So.
Okay, I feel that's one that you would like to do.
Sorry, I'm answering this.
Hmm?
Okay.
Yeah, just read it and complete it.
Reading. Okay, sorry. At my funeral, they will listen to I've always wanted to make a goodbye video. So, you know, assuming that I die from something not sudden, I've always wanted to make a little video to say goodbye to everybody. And maybe play a song, maybe one that's not so depressing, so people don't feel too bad that I'm gone, and be like, hey, you know what? I'm glad he's gone, because that was such a nice little song that he sings.
I get angry when... Ooh. I never get angry.
You have to finish the set.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I get angry when... Oh, wait, you wouldn't like me when you're angry. I don't know, it's a pretty tough one for me, actually, because I'm the kind of person that never gets angry at all. I get angry when someone eats my food. I don't even know because I...
May I make a suggestion?
Yes.
I know this is your question.
Yes.
You are from Venezuela, and there's a lot of people around the world that think they know what's going on in Venezuela and think that they know what is best for it right now. Do you get angry when people that don't know what they're talking about open their big fat mouth about Venezuela?
I get angry when people that have no idea about Venezuela open their big fat mouth.
Okay, my first car, ... I've never owned a car on my own. The first car that I would even consider to be mine was my grandmother's, but she never gave it to me. But I used to live with my grandmother, and so I used to drive her around. If she needed anything, she would get in the passenger seat, and so I was her personal chauffeur for 5 years. So that would be my first. I didn't own it, but I would consider that to be my first car.
And what car was it?
It was a 1992 Honda Accord, just an adorable little old person car.
The weirdest thing a fan did was, back in Venezuela, the weirdest thing a fan did was asking me to jerk him off.
At the show?
After the show. And I said, no, thank you, I'm okay.
Well, that was very polite of you. I will never... give you up or let you down or run around and desert you.
Oh,
That's the best.
The worst thing that happened at a show was falling off the drum stool to the back. All my band members turn around and they go, "Where's Ali?" And then I just slowly get up. It's fine. Everything's fine. I'm okay.
Where was it?
This was in Bogota, Colombia, about in 2007.
In Bogota?
In Bogota.
If I was a drink, I would be ... a Toronto cocktail. Here's how you make it. 2 ounces, I know you use CLs here, or liters here, but old school cocktail recipes are in ounces. 2 ounces of Canadian whiskey, a quarter ounce of Fernet Branca, two dashes of bitters, and just a pinch of sugar water. Stir that on ice, a little bit of lemon peel, and it's delicious. Toronto cocktail.
All right, next one's for me. So, being in the studio, it's one of the best things about being in a band.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like. I mean, I haven't been in the studio with you guys yet, so I don't know how you guys are in the studio. But I love being in the studio so much, myself.
Really?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Well, to each their own. I am still looking for the answer to the question, ... I am still looking to the answer to the question, what is out there, what's it like, and are we going to get into the deep reaches of outer space? I find the greater universe to be so interesting, and I'm so curious as to what is out there. Call me weird. Call me a sci-fi weirdo, which I am.
You are. But that was a fantastic answer. I like that. If I could be a kid again, I would. ... If I could be a kid again, I would not have super glued my fingers together. Because then my mom beat the living fuck out of me.
Oh, the worst place to wake up after a night of drinking and you're hungover is ... the top bunk in the back of our tour van. Not our tour bus, mind you, but a tour van after playing a show, and then the show turns into a discotheque and they sell, this is in England, one pound for a Jager bomb, and not even like good or quote unquote good. There's no good energy drink, but really crappy energy drink.
Ugh.
I don't know how many I had, and I'll never know because I'll never remember. But boy, do I remember that hangover. My hangover cure is bubbly water, eating as soon as possible, and drinking non-alcoholic things or alcoholic things as soon as possible, and none of it helped. It raged on for hours and I was fucking miserable. Don't drink Jager bombs, kids. It's not worth it.
Ugh, Jager bombs are hell, in my opinion. On tour, I hate the most. ... What do I hate the most on tour? I hate having to load out after a show.
Really?
Well, do you like it?
Well, I mean, well, fair enough, well, touche.
Obviously, I do it, and we all do it, yeah. But one day, maybe we'll be Metallica and we'll pick up or hear after ourselves.
Maybe one day we'll be so big that we can hire Lars.
Maybe.
To be our roadie.
Maybe.
That's Lars from Metallica.
Oh, yes. Sorry, I didn't know if I saw
this wrong. When I am down, ... When I'm down, I talk to my sister. My sister is one of my best friends in the world, and she is infinitely smarter than I am, so she always knows how to pick me up.
That's awesome. All right, next one's for me. it is worth fighting for, .. Equality.
Oh.
For, yeah.
Equality. Easy answer, whatever. The most hated question in an interview is the most, this is the worst question we ever got in an interview, was, tell me about the band.
So, and, we come and, to and, part three?
Oh, no! shit! I knew that was coming. Yeah, we did a phone interview, and someone said, so, tell me about the band. And then it was actually McNabb who was doing the interview, and he was like, what do you want to know about the band? And she just said, everything. And he, I swear to God, hung the phone up and didn't say a word, just hung it up. I was like, is everything okay? He's like, I just got the most, like, I mean, it's like that, like, it's not a dumb question, but that's just like,
how am I,
tell me about the band, like, okay, here's our biography.
So I'm gonna take this for the next interview. It might be a good beginning.
Right, so the last time I did something for the first time was, oh, what's this thing we've been having here, which is like cabbage?
Oh, sauerkraut.
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 So the last time I did something for the first time was eating sauerkraut here in Germany.
Well, that was the first time you had sauerkraut?
Yes, and I'm not a fan yet, but I've heard it grows.
You'll love it, you'll love it.
That's
my favorite. My father loved German food, and so we had sauerkraut on Weisswurst at least once a month. The man was unquenchable with sauerkraut. I am not good in. I am not good in. I am not good in any of our music videos. I am a horrible actor. I think. There's. We were just talking today about. There was a video we did, and there's an obvious difference between the takes of me before, because we used to be sponsored by Jägermeister in Canada, and there's a noticeable difference in my takes before the Jäger sponsorship showed up at the video shoot and after it showed up at the video shoot. I am, and there's a bunch of shots where I look super awkward and like don't know what to do, and then there's other shots where I look right as rain and very much at home.
that was after drinking Jäger, yeah. Of course. Well, speaking of being drunk, my next question is, being drunk is, it's great, you should try it sometime. I mean, I guess it all depends on what you're drinking. For example, gin drunk sucks. I used to live in Australia for about 10 years, and there's this type of drink that Australian drinks a lot. It's called goon.
Goon?
Goon.
Never heard of.
You don't want to hear it.
Or
so basically, goon, what it is, it's the cheapest type of wine you can find, and they sell it in carton boxes, and they come about $2 for about 6 liters of it.
Oh, God.
And being
filthy.
Being drunk on that, you feel like you could, oh my God, I don't even know how to describe it. It's the worst hangover you can have in your life. Yes.
Sounds horrible. A really good beer.
Oh, that's a perfect question for you.
Is German. German, like no, like just your average German beer is better than any average beer in the world. But look out, Deutschland, because Canadian craft beer is getting better and better every day. And one day the world will know that Canadian craft beer is incredible.
Speaking of the world, my next question is, if I could change one thing in the world, I would .. I would, okay, so if I could change one thing in the world, I would have the same pay ratio for both men and women.
What's that?
The same pay ratio for both men and women, because I feel that it's very out of whack.
Wow.
And in a lot of industries, especially sports industry, entertainment industry, I feel that it's, yeah, the scale, it's obviously tilted.
Yeah, yeah.
Way in favor to the men.
Well, how thoughtful of you, sir.
Thank you.
My eldest friend, .. My eldest friend, actually, my eldest friend is Connor Leffert Fraser. He is, he used to sing in a band called Boys Night Out, who have released probably one of my favorite albums of all time. It's called Trainwreck, and it's an incredible piece of music. And I've known him since I was 10 years old, and I saw him, we actually took over his new band, Pale Drones, which is a band you should check out too, called Pale Drone. They're fantastic. And we took over their jam space, and so the last time I saw him was to pick up the keys for the jam space. And I met his daughter for the first time, which is bizarre to me because she's 3 years old now, I think.
Wow.
So I can't believe I hadn't met her before. But yeah, my eldest friend, Connor Leffert Fraser from Boys Night Out / Pale Drone / Treebeard, which was my first band ever, and he was the drummer in it.
I listened to Boys Night Out a few times back in Venezuela, I remember.
Oh, they're awesome. I love them.
Okay, I would like to share the stage with Rancid. No questions asked. Yes.
All right.
Which the Creep Show has done in the past.
We have.
So now going back to the time machine question, I would have loved to play that show.
When I take a bath, I listen to
me whispering in your
ear. Alejandro whispering in my ear. I usually read in the bath, but I listen to what is bath? I'm at a loss of what I've ever listened to while taking a bath. One time I brought a glass of scotch into the shower, and so that's not listening to, but I do like drinking scotch in the shower.
I've taken beers to the shower, and it's great.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I might do it tonight.
Oh, all right.
You'll find me on the dance floor when our friend Mathieu is on it, too. Which is exactly what happened last night. We said, all right, dance party. I went to the venue and I saw Mathieu on the dance floor and I was like, okay, I'm up. And I found myself dancing with Mathieu.
My strength is, my strength, I hope, is listening. I like to, it's funny how often you talk to people now and you'll say something and they may have heard the words, but they didn't hear what you actually were intending with what you're saying. And that's really important these days. People are talking and not listening, and people need to listen more.
I like that.
Not to bullshit.
What did you say?
Damn it. Oh, I should have seen that coming.
My favorite food is ... To be honest, anything my dad cooks. Yes. Anything that my dad would cook. My dad is fantastic.
What's his specialty?
A typical Sicilian dish called caponata.
Caponata?
Caponata, which is like an antipasti sort of.
Oh.
It's unbelievable. But yeah, I haven't had that in, 10 years. Now that I think about it. Yeah. It's a long time without seeing your folks.
Yeah, I bet. Sure. A free mind, ... is one that is unencumbered by prejudice and false ideas and untruths.
Nice.
Sorry to get a little...
No, that's okay. Next one for me, it's on tour, I love most. Vibing with the other bands you're on the tour with us.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, I think that's one of my favorite things to do. Just like getting to know everyone that's traveling with us around, because obviously we're in that confined space for a long time, for several weeks at a time. So I just love to get to know everyone that we're sharing with.
My current self advises my 10 years later self. 10 years later. That's a hard one. Remember where you came from, kid. Don't get too cocky. Just stay humble, stay nice, stay wonderful, be kind. You fuck.
Listen to Punk Rockers Radio because, they play awesome music. They've been around for 17 years, which is crazy.
That is crazy.
And they have pretty cool bands. They bring on interviews and and they play wicked music.
Perfect. The Ramones.
That's your perfect question.
Are a band. What gets Alejandro out on the dance floor, Mathieu, our friend, who was on the tour, he's with the whole tour, but him and I, his first time ever in Berlin was longer than expected because him and I flew out of Montreal and the rest of the band flew out of Toronto, and the half of the Toronto, like the people that flew out of Toronto connected in Ireland, and there was an unprecedented snowstorm in Ireland, and the whole country shut down, and so we had to cancel a show in Hamburg. And so that was 2 years ago, and so him and I were in Berlin basically by ourselves. We had nothing to do except enjoy the city, which he had never been to before. And so he found out that there was a museum dedicated entirely to the Ramones, and it's also a venue, and they have tons of Ramones memorabilia. They have, I think they have Dee Dee's old, like, bass amp.
Wow.
And so we, because I'm pretty sure the Ramones are his favorite band. And so he was so excited to be there, and we found this little corner of the museum where it was just playing a video just on repeat. But it was hours long, and it was all these, like, old interviews, excerpts from concerts, footage from concerts, and so him and I sat there for a few minutes, and he was like, you know, sorry, man, if you're bored, like, we can totally go. I was like, no, this is amazing, man. I love that you're having fun. He's like, you know what? Let's grab it, and they sell beer there also. So he grabbed us a beer, and we sat there and watched this video, and there was just two seats. No, it was just one seat, but it was like what we call in Canada a love seat, which is a couch for two people. And so we just sat on this couch and, like, drinking beer, and people would come in to the room and go like, oh, sorry, and they'd leave. They're like, no, you're all welcome here. There's just nowhere to sit because we were taking up all the real estate.
That's awesome.
And he was like, I feel like another beer. Like, and the video wasn't over yet. So he was like, do you mind getting another beer? And I was like, I would love to get another beer. And so we sat there. We had three rounds just watching this video, and then he bought me a little Ramones museum patch or button, and so we have matching Ramones museum buttons, and that is a wonderful night that I'll never forget.
That's an awesome story.
Yeah, like learning about a band that I obviously always really 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 liked, but didn't know as much as I did until I went to the museum.
That's amazing.
Yeah,
and this answer, and this brings us to the last part of the interview.
Perfect.
I'm doing a project about the Ramones.
Oh, okay, awesome.
It's called Ramoetry, mm-hmm. and I'm collecting people like you reading the lyrics of Ramones songs.
Okay.
And I've got 30 lyrics here.
Oh, wow.
And I would like you both to choose one.
Yeah.
And read it for us.
Can I do? Do you have Rock and Roll High School?
Yes, I think I've got it.
Oh no, sorry. Shoot.
Rock and Roll High School is here.
Sorry, Rock and Roll Radio. Sorry, that's my favorite one.
Radio. Do you remember? Rock and Roll Radio.
Oh, perfect. There you go. Do you want me to do it like William Shatner? Like, do you want me to enthusiastically act?
Whatever
it
you like. It's your interpretation.
Do you remember rock and roll radio? Rock and roll radio. Let's go. 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 Do you remember Hullabaloo? Upbeat Shindig and Ed Sullivan too? Do you remember rock and roll radio? Do you remember rock and roll radio? Do you remember Murray the K, Alan Freed, and High Energy? It's the end of the 70s. It's the end of the century. Do you remember lying in bed with your covers pulled up over your head? Radio playing so no one can see. We need change, we need a fast before rock's just part of the past. Because lately, It all sounds the same to me. Oh. Will you remember Jerry Lee, John Lennon, T-Rex, and old Multi? It's the end. The end of the 70s. It's the end. The end of the century.
Woo! That was awesome. Which, weirdly enough, it's a song that the Creepshow has covered before.
Oh, Pet Sematary?
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
Pet Sematary by the Ramones. Under the arc of a weather-stained boards, ancient goblins and warlords come out of the ground, not making a sound. The smell of death, it's all around. And the night when the cold wind blows, no one cares, nobody knows. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to be buried in a pet cemetery. I don't want to live my life again. Follow Victor to the sacred place. This ain't a dream, I can't escape. Molars and fangs, the clicking of bones, spirits moaning among the tombstones. And the night when the moon is bright, someone cries, something ain't right. The moon is full, the air is still. All of a sudden, I feel a chill. Victor is grinding, flesh running away. Skeletons dance, I curse this day. And the night when the wolves cry out, listen close and you can hear me shout. What an awesome lyric that song is. Fantastic.
Thank you.
Thank you,
guys. So, you are now part of Remote Tree, and this is my present for you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's
bottle
awesome.
Opener.
Oh, yes.
And I think you are number 98 and 99 of
The
recordings. And there's a website, it's called remotetree.net.
Okay.
And there you will find the recording.
Dieser Podcast wird vermarktet durch die Podcastbude.